Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily! Tonight is the World Heavyweight Championship of... Wait! No, that is wrong. That is a livestock auction. I have the wrong card again. This is the philosophy event of the evening. One question about God, desperation, and whether showing up only when the building is on fire still makes you a member of the fire department. 15 wisdom traditions. One answer. Unlikely. Let's find out.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, can a person pray only when they need something and still be said to have a faith? People have been asking this forever. In medieval theology, it wore a different coat. They called it the problem of the foxhole conversion, the deathbed confession, the crisis creed. Does urgency authenticate the prayer, or does it disqualify the person saying it? Can a person pray only when they need something and still be said to have a faith? Taoism goes somewhere unexpected first. It doesn't ask whether the crisis prayer is real, it asks what you missed. The image it gives you, a wheel hub. Every spoke runs toward it, desperate, needing. The hub holds still, says nothing. And then Taoism just drops it. You pray when the axle screams, fine, the wheel still turns, but the hub was there when nothing was wrong and you didn't go. That's not condemnation. It's more like a very calm indictment.
Sufism takes the opposite position entirely, and it's almost aggressive about it. Its move is to say God planted the thirst before you were born. The crisis prayer isn't a failure of devotion. It's the reed crying from separation. You didn't manufacture the longing, so the emergency knocking at the door, that is the prayer. The need is the point.
And that's the real fracture line in this episode, because Stoicism looks at the same dentist waiting room panic. The diagnosis comes back wrong, the hand shaking holding the paper, the mouth forming words toward the ceiling. And it says, that's not prayer, that's negotiation with fortune. And fortune isn't listening. Belong to the order of things, whether you show up or not. Stoicism doesn't care about your frequency. It cares that you've mistaken the cosmos for a magistrate.
Judaism refuses to settle it, which is kind of the whole move. The Talmud records rabbis arguing about whether the Amidah, meaning the central standing prayer, said in distress counts as less. They never resolved it. And Judaism says the unresolved argument is the resolution. A contract signed under duress is still a signature, but it also asks, what was Sinai? Not a rescue, not a transaction. A standing before something that didn't need you to need it. That distinction is doing a lot of work.
Absurdism brings us Marta. Woman who hasn't spoken to God in 11 years. Then her daughter stops breathing in a hospital corridor and Marta's mouth opens before her mind does. Absurdism's read, that involuntary opening is the faith, not its failure. The cry that escapes when the pretense collapses. The rock is still there. You push it anyway. Cynicism, meanwhile, just says, that's not faith. That's a vending machine with incense. And then adds, but at least the desperate prayer drops the costume. The regular worshiper still wears it. The cynics are not here to comfort you. Nobody settled whether urgency purifies or cheapens the prayer. The question this episode leaves open, is faith a practice that makes the crisis prayer possible? Or is the crisis prayer the thing that reveals faith was already there, under everything, waiting for the pressure? We don't know. Come back tomorrow.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. If this free daily show is doing something for you, the multilingual version, the belief profile, the whole project. You can support it at thegodshow.us. No paywall, no gatekeeping, 15 traditions a day. Tonight's livestock auction has been rescheduled. The philosophy event, however, ran long, got loud, and nobody left the building. 15 traditions walked into a question about a foxhole prayer, and only Taoism had the nerve to stand completely still. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.